Well, we've been discussing the government's budget task this morning. In the search for savings in the 2012 budget, the Gillard government set up the Natural Therapies Review Advisory Committee to take a closer look at the government rebate on private health insurance for natural therapies. Australians who pay for higher levels of private health insurance can access natural therapies like acupuncture and homeopathy under their insurance. This committee has been asked to review the effectiveness of those treatments and identify a list of therapies that should continue to attract the government rebate. Tomorrow, homeopathy groups will appear before the committee to state their case, and they're concerned the government is using this review to damage their entire profession. Anna Lamaro is the Victorian President of the Australian Homeopathic Association. Anna, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Brian.
Anna, what's your key message to the Natural Therapies Review Advisory Committee tomorrow?
The key message is that there is evidence, Fran, and all it needs is a clear-sighted and unprejudiced eye to cast over that research evidence to get a view of homeopathy which is more factual.
To get a more factual assessment of what homeopathy does and the way it operates.
Indeed. What we're concerned about is that the Natural Therapies Review Advisory Committee, as you say, is looking into the rebates issue. The issue isn't about the amount of money that's spent on the rebate, because the whole group of natural therapies attract 0.08% of the government subsidy in the tax rebate. So we believe in homeopathy, because homeopathy is such a small part of that whole group of natural therapies that attract the rebate. The savings issue isn't the key issue here, but rather the issue of a more widespread and somewhat random attack on natural therapies, but on homeopathy in particular. And the reason that homeopathy attracts this attention is because the mechanism of action of homeopathic medicines is poorly understood. However, if we're looking at evidence, then the evidence of an effectiveness and is in fact there. We've identified in our studies there are in fact 92 randomised controlled trials that show positively for homeopathy in human trials, and there are 51 preclinical and veterinary studies which show the biological activity of homeopathic potencies.
Okay, well, this goes to the heart of it, doesn't it? Because I think, as you say, what you're concerned about is not the funding impacts of this review by the committee and also a review by the National Health and Medical Research Council, the NHMRC. You're concerned about damage to your brand. The NHMRC review was set up to review the evidence for the effectiveness of homeopathy. Now, do you concede that's a valid goal to do that?
Absolutely, certainly it's a valid goal. Our concern is that the evidence be looked at, as I said, in an unprejudiced manner.
What is there to suggest that won't be the case?
The NHMRC announced their inquiry in highly prejudicial terms, and basically they were reprising the very language and the negative view of homeopathy that came out of a similar review in the UK in 2010. Now, that parliamentary committee was widely criticised for the protocols that it engaged in its processes, and its recommendations were not accepted by the UK Parliament. And so what our concern is that the NHMRC, having used the very language of that highly criticised and not supported committee in this similar inquiry in Australia, of course, we're concerned that they may adopt a similarly narrow view. That Science and Technology Committee in the UK, in fact, relied on one study only to arrive at its recommendations. And that's a highly unscientific approach.
Okay, let's fill the audience in here. That British House of Commons Science and Technology Committee review declared that at the end of its study a couple of years ago that homeopathy was no more efficacious than a placebo. Now, that's a damaging finding, obviously, for homeopathy. When it was set aside, did the Parliament set it aside because it didn't accept that finding?
The Parliament, in fact, in its statement said that to do so would be illiberal and would be limiting people's freedom of choice in their health care. And that is also a key issue here too, that people ought to have choice about what they use for their health. And so it was the issue of limiting people's choice in general. But I think that because the committee attracted so much criticism about the way it conducted its inquiry and the fact that the study it relied upon has also been severely criticised for its unscientific approach to research.
So this review, a committee you're addressing tomorrow, this gives homeopaths a chance to counter directly that criticism, which, as you say, survives even though the decision was set aside by the British Parliament. It's a chance to offer up what you do have from research in homeopathy, which does show that it has an effect. Is that right? Do you have that research?
Certainly we do. As I've mentioned earlier, there are at least 96 human randomised controlled trials and a minimum of 51 preclinical and veterinary trials which are positive for homeopathy. So the evidence is there. It simply needs, as I said, a clear-sighted view of it. And the other important point to make here, Fran, is that there are other bigger issues, that the very critical issue now of antibiotic resistance is an issue which homeopathy could make a contribution towards. Homeopathic medicines are highly efficacious in a lot of the very common everyday acute illnesses, such as recurring ear infections in children. And this is where the whole antibiotic resistance stuff begins to impact, is when children are given repeated antibiotics, and homeopathy has a great contribution to make there. And some of our studies in this, our submission, show this. So there's much to offer. And really the other critical issue is the cost factor. Homeopathy is an extremely cost-effective healthcare option. And if we're looking at issues like cost, and if we're looking at things like the antibiotic resistance crisis, then it would be very judicious for a good look at our evidence to be achieved here.
All right. Anna Lamaro, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Many thanks, Fran. Bye-bye.
Anna Lamaro is the Victorian President of the Australian Homeopathic Association, and they're making representations before the Federal Government's Natural Therapies Review Advisory Committee tomorrow in Canberra. You're listening to RN Breakfast.